Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Peheim Abeis. We're holding on Peheim and Aleph, 8 lines in the bottom, the last of the thin lines. So says the Gemara, Kvar hayu Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mahalchim b'derech, they were traveling, V'levi asadu, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mahalchim achrayen, they were walking behind them. Initial shayla zubifdayim, the following shayla was asked, Minayin lepikuach nefesh, shedeiches haShabbos. Or more specifically, how do we know that even Safik pikuach nefesh is deiches haShabbos? So Nana Rabbi Shmuel, V'amar, Rabbi Shmuel answered, he explained, Im b'machtaris yimotze haganuv, it says that the halacha is that if Reuven's the balabais in the house and he sees that the ganav is coming in into his house, so he's allowed to kill the ganav if he's sneaking into his house. He's allowed to kill him. It's a suffix. Maybe he's trying to kill him. So therefore, we say that Reuven's allowed to kill the ganav. It's only a suffix. Maybe the ganav's not coming to kill him. Maybe he is coming to kill him. So it's a suffix bikuach nefesh. And it causes tumah and it causes the shechina to leave klal yisrael and still. We still say that this Safik Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Ritzicha, and Reuven's allowed to kill the Ganev because of the Safik Pikuach Nefesh on his own life. So Kavachaymel Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Sashabes. So if Safik Pikuach Nefesh could be Deicha Ritzicha, Kol Shekein that Safik Pikuach Nefesh could be Deicha Shabes. Rabbi Nana Rabbi Kiva Vamar, a second Makar, V'chiyazad Isha Re'eyu, it says if you have a Kayin that's suspected of Ritzicha, so you take him mizbechi tikachen ulamos. So you take him from the mizbeach to die. Meim mizbechi v'loy me'al mizbechi. Only from the mizbeach, but not from on the mizbeach. If he's in the middle of serving avoda, so we don't take him off. We let him finish first. Va'amar Rabbi Bar Barchanam Rabbi Yechonon leishanu el lahamis. That's only when it comes to killing the kayin. Aval lahachiyos. But if it's coming, if it were coming to give life to a person through the kayin, meaning let's say the kayin knows edus about Reuven who that could save Reuven's life. So then, afilu me'al mizbechi. So then we even take him off from the mizbeach, from even if he's in the middle of performing avoda, because the bikuach nefesh of Reuven's life is doicha l'avoda. Now, umazda, shesafik yesh mamish bedvarav, safik ein mamish bedvarav. It's a safik if this kain's testimony will hold any weight. But avoda doicha shabbos. And avoda is very chomer in the fact that it's doicha shabbos. So kavachomer the bikuach nefesh doicha shabbos. Meaning to say, that from the fact that this pikuach nefesh on at stake, the kohen is only really copy the kohen. It's only savik pikuach nefesh if he's going to be able to do anything about it. And still, we say that that savik pikuach nefesh, we take him off the mizbeach. It's deicha d'avayda. Now avayda is deicha shabbos. We do avayda on shabbos. So avayda is more chomer than shabbos. So if this savik pikuach nefesh is deicha avayda, so then surely the savik pikuach nefesh is deicha shabbos. So that's the makar that savik pikuach nefesh is deicha shabbos. Nana Rabbi Lazar v'Amar Umam Miloshi Echami Masayim V'Arba Mishmin Arba Evarim Sheba Adam Deichas Hashabbos. So Kavuchayim Melechol Gufay Shadeichas Hashabbos. If to assist one Evar in a person's body, Milo, it's Deichas Hashabbos. So then surely to help all the Evarim in a person's body will be Deichas Hashabbos. Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Aymer, he said a fourth makar that as Shabbosay say Tishmeru, it says Achet Shabbosay say Tishmeru Yachol Akol. I might think you're always supposed to keep Shabbos, no matter what, even give up your life. Tamalaymar ach. It says ach es shabsoy se tishmeru, which teaches us that sometimes not. When not? When it's pikuach nefesh. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Aymer ki kodesh ilachem. It says that Shabbos is kodesh lachem. It's for you. He misur biadchem v'loy atem misur biada. That you, it's Shabbos is given in your hands. You're not given into Shabbos' hands. You don't have to give up your life for Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Aymer, a sixth makar. V'shamru bnei Yisrael se Shabbos. Lasoy se Shabbos l'dara. It says v'shamru b'nei Yisrael Shabbos in order to keep many Shabbosos l'doraisam in the future. Amar Torah chilul olav Shabbos achas kedesh shiyishmer Shabbosos harbe. So we infer from there that if a person has pikuach nefesh and Shabbos is contradicting it, so we say to be mechal one Shabbos in order to keep many Shabbosos l'doraisam in the future. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel a seventh makar. Shmuel says a seventh makar. Yehavoy hasam have aminah didi adifa midedhu. I would have said that my makar that I'm about to tell you is better than in all your makaris. And what's that? V'chaim b'hem. It says you're supposed to keep the mitzvahs and live with them. You don't have to give up your life to keep any one of the mitzvahs, except for the gimel of Averus Chamurais, which we darshan previously. But other than that, the general klal is that you don't give up your life to keep the mitzvahs. Amar Rava, Rava said that the kulu islu pircha bar midishmua. That taka we have a kasha on each one of the different makaris, except for Shmuel's, the lesle pircha. And what's that? The Rabbi Shmuel's makar is a pircha. He said from Abba Mechteres, but you can ask that Dilma kidarava. Maybe that's what Rava said. The Amar Rava, my time at the Mechteres. Why is the Ruvain, the Balabais, allowed to kill the Ganuv? Because there's a chazaka that Eda the Maimid Atzma Amamainai. There's a chazaka that when the Ganuv comes to take Ruvain's money, so a person doesn't stand by and let his money be taken. He's gonna shoot the Ganuv. He's gonna kill the Ganuv. Or at least attempt to kill the Ganuv. Now, Vadai made it, now Hai, Vahai made the Yoda. Now the Ganuv knows that. He knows about this chazaka, the Kaila Ape, that Ruvain's gonna try to get him. Va'amar, therefore he says to himself, I Kaila Apai, Katonale, I'm gonna go kill him. So therefore there's basically a chazaka that the Ganav is coming to kill Ruvain. So therefore the Torah gave permission for Ruvain to kill the Ganav because the Ganav is Vadai Midin Chazaka coming to kill Ruvain. And therefore, being that this is a case of Vadai, Vashkachan Vadai, Safik Minalan, this would only be a makar that Vadai Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Ritzicha and Kol Shekein Shabbos, but it's not a makar that Safik Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. There Rabbi Kiva Nami, and also Rabbi Kiva's makar, where he proved that from the Kayin that's on the Mizbeach, that we take him off, Dilma Kedabayin. Who says that that's a case of Safek Pikuach Nefesh about whether or not this Edus will be Niskabel? Maybe it's like Abaye said. The Amr Abaye, Maswinan Lezuga, the Rabbanon, Ledo Imamish Bidvarav. We send a pair of Rabbanim to know if there's any substance, if he has substantial Edus. And therefore, by the time we're taking him off the Mizbeach, it's a case of Vade Pikuach Nefesh. Vashkechan Vade, Safek Minalan. And then Viter, this is only Makar for Vade Pikuach Nefesh, that's Deicha Avayid and Kol Shekein Shabbos. But where do you know that Vade, that Safek Pikuach Nefesh is and all the rest of the makaris, you could ask the same kasha, that maybe it's only by Vadeh Pikuach Nefesh that it's Deicha Shabbos, but who says that Safik is? Except for Shmuel's. But the Shmuel Vadeh Lesley Pircha. But for sure on Shmuel, we don't have a question that maybe it's only a case of Safik, because Shmuel says that the makar is from V'chai Bahem, that you're supposed to live when you do the mitzvahs, and that means that you can't even get yourself into a situation of a Safik, because then you're not for sure being Mekayim V'chai Bahem. So V'chai Bahem teaches us by definition that even if it's just a case of Safek Pikuach Nefesh, that it's Doiche Shabbos, and therefore Shmuel's Makar is the best. Amar Avina Vitamar of Nachem Bar Yitzchak, Tava Chada Pepalto Harifa, Mimloi Tzana Dekari. That this, from this we have the expression that better one red hot pepper than a whole basket full of gourds. That you see at Shmuel's Makar, he was the Amira in the bunch, but that his Makar was the best. Says the Mishnah, Chatas v'ashem vadei mechaper. A person who brings a chatas or an ashem vadei during the year, so that grants him kapara. Misa v'yom kippur mechaper me'matshuva. Now misa, when a person dies, or yom kippur, that's mechaper if a person does tshuva. Tshuva mechaperes al averis kalis. If a person stam does tshuva, so that could be mechaper itself on light averis, referring to alasei v'alais asei. V'ala chamurais, on averis chamurais, such as things that are chayiv karis or misa, so then who taila, tshuva just makes it that the avera hangs in the air, and then Yom Kippur will finish off the kapara. A person says, there's no need for me to refrain from doing an aveira, I'll just do tshuva later. If he has that type of mindset, so he won't get the siyata deshmaya to do tshuva. Similarly, if a person says, there's no need for me to refrain from doing aveiras, anyways, I'll have Yom Kippur, which will give me kapara. The Mishnah says, don't think so quickly, because ain't Yom Kippur mechaper. It's not true. Such a person, Yom Kippur, is not mechaper. Averus shebein adam l'makom Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur is mechaper for things that are between man and Hashem. But averus shebein adam l'chaveru ein Yom Kippur mechaper. Things between man and his fellow, so that Yom Kippur is not mechaper at shiratzes chaveru until he asks for mechila and gets mechila from his friend, or at least asks for mechila. Darash Abulazar ben Azayir mikol chateseicha lefnei Hashem titaru. He darshed this halacha that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for things that are between man and his friend, because the pasuk says regarding Yom Kippur that it's mechaper for things that are lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem titaru. Averu shemen adum lamako im yom kippur mechaper. Averu shemen adum lechaveroi ein yom kippur mechaper ad shiratzes chaveroi, like we just said. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Ashreichem Yisrael, how fortunate you are. Lifnei mi atem metara mi metara eschem. Who do you have to go ahead and do tshuva to? Who is metara you? Who ultimately gives you kapara? It's avichem shema shemayim. It's your father in heaven. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vizarakti aleichem ayim tahirim utahartem, that I'm going to throw upon you purifying waters and I'll give you kapara. Va'imer, the pasuk says, and how does this kapara work? Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, a mikveh metaris atmeim, afakadosh baruch hu metaris Yisrael. Just like a mikveh is metar, the person who goes in, so too a kadosh baruch hu is metar, he's mechaper those that go ahead and do tshuva. Now the Gemara is medayik that the Mishnah said Asham Vaday, and that it said the Chatas in Asham Vaday is Mechaper. So in fact the Gemara, Asham Vaday in Asham Talui Loi, only in Asham Vaday is Mechaper, but not in Asham Talui, for a person that's a Safik of Yishchai V'Chatas, V'Hakaparik Sivabay, but even by the parish of Asham Talui, it says Kapara. So says the Gemara, Hanech Mechaper Kapara Gemura, Asham Talui Enu Mechaper Kapara Gemura. Yeah, but the reason why the Mishnah says Chatas in Asham Vaday is because those that give a person a complete kapara. Asham Taloi, if he then finds out later that he really is Chayiv L'Chatos, so then he's still now Chayiv to bring a carbon Chatos. The Asham Taloi doesn't necessarily grant a person a complete kapara. Inami, a different tarot, the reason why the Mishnah specifies Dafka, Chatos, and Asham Vaday is because Hanach ain't Acher Mechaper Kaparasan. Nothing else could give the person who's Chayiv these karbanos to give them their kapara. However, Asham Taloi, Acher Mechaper Kaparasan, something else give it its kapara. If a person goes through Yom Kippur, Chayiv in Asham Taloi, he's no longer Chayiv in Asham Taloi. Yom Kippur itself gives the person the kapara that he needed from the Asham Taloi. That not like we learned. Chayavi chatois v'ashamais v'adoin she'avralin Yom Kippur. Chayavin, a person is chayav v'chatas on Asham Vaday, and he goes through Yom Kippur, he's still chayav the karbon. However, ashamais teluyin peturin. If a person was chayav in Asham Talui, and then he goes through Yom Kippur, so then the halacha is that he's no longer chayav the Asham Talui. So that's why the Mishnah specified dafka a chatas and an Asham Vaday, that those things are mechaper, means that those things, the person needs those karbonis to get his kapara. That's the only way he's going to achieve his kapara. Misav Yom Kippur mechaper mimatshuva. So we mentioned that Misa, and we're really going to focus on Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur is Mechaper with Tshuva. So it's Mashmi Im Tshuva in Bifnei Atzman Lai. It's Mashmi Yom Kippur is not Mechaper by itself, only with Tshuva, which is Taka the Shita of the Chachamim. However, says the Gemara, Nima de like Rebbe. It seems like it's not like Rebbe. Rebbe Shita is that Yom Kippur is Mechaper by itself. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rebbe Oimer Akol Avera Shebetayra, Bein Asa Tshuva, Bein Loya Asa Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper. It's Mechaper no matter what, with the exception, Chutz Miperik. A person who's kaifer in Hashem, who megal upon him b'teira, he ridicules psukim in the Torah, who made for bris basar and he doesn't get a bris mila. Those things shemasa tshuva yom kippur mechaper, v'mayasa tshuva in yom kippur mechaper. Those things it's only if you do tshuva, so then yom kippur is mechaper. But otherwise, any other avera in the book. So the halacha is that if a person, even if a person does not do tshuva, just being alive, going through yom kippur, that's mechaper. So seemingly our Mishnah, which says that yom kippur is mechaper with tshuva, is not like Rabbi. Says the Gemara. Not necessarily. Afilu tema Rebbe, the Tana of our Mishnah could be Rebbe. Tshuva by Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippurim lay by tshuva. If a person goes through Yom Kippur, he does not need tshuva like Rebbe said. But if a person does tshuva, so he still needs Yom Kippur, and that's what the Mishnah says. When it says that Yom Kippur is mechaper with tshuva, it means that if you do tshuva, you still need Yom Kippur. Not that if you have Yom Kippur, you still need tshuva. It means that if you do tshuva, you still need Yom Kippur, and really the Tana of our Mishnah could even be Rebbe. We're right.